County has a few administrative items to take care of before our public hearings. First order of business is to approve the minutes from our March 21st, 2019 meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I motion approve the minutes.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The first item on our agenda tonight is case number 19.01 COSP Black Gold Industrial Park preliminary plat. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Board. This is case number 19.01 COSP. It's the preliminary plat for the proposed Black Gold Industrial Park. The applicants are Daryl Martinson and Pat Schweitzer, and their agent is Sheila Slocum with PCA Engineering. And they are proposing to subdivide 79.4 acres into 12 lots. The property was rezoned to I-2 heavy industrial in November of 2018, and the property is also located within the airport overlay approach zone. It also is located within the half-mile joint review area with the City of Gillette, and per our new joint review agreement, City Planning Commission review will occur with the final plat. The property is located in the east half of Section 17, Township 50 North, Range 72 West, which puts it about a half mile north of the City of Gillette limits. On the west side of Highway 1416, there's no proposed change to the zoning, and it's existing as undeveloped grasslands. To the north is vacant land and scattered residences zoned AL. To the south are industrial uses on larger acreage zoned I-1. To the east are mixed residential and commercial uses zoned I-1 and MP, and to the west, industrial uses on large acreage and vacant grasslands, which are zoned I-2 and AL. Their proposed water source is the Means Water District, which has a public water supply and individual septics for the wastewater. And the following preliminary plat considerations will apply. As the subdivision is located within the airport overlay zoning district in the approach zone, portions of the property might be affected by height limitations, so we'll need to disclose that information on the face of the plat and in the disclosure statement. They need to provide a letter from Means Water District stating they're willing to provide water to the subdivision and comply with all of those requirements. We need to discuss the road names on conferring with the landowner of the parcel adjacent to the northwest corner regarding the road name of Black Velvet Street, and staff also recommends picking a new name for Black Gold Drive, as Gold Road is also located in this vicinity. We don't like to duplicate. YDOT has indicated the Black Gold Drive approach is not permitted. They need to obtain a permit from YDOT for the accesses and submit a copy of the approved permit. Verify the power line height clearance at the Black Gold Drive approach. Submit a preliminary disclosure statement, the standard planning considerations. There's some various cosmetic changes to the plat, and we have notified the applicant of time-consuming final activities for the final plat. And with that, staff would recommend approval of the preliminary plat upon completion of all preliminary planning considerations. And I can answer any questions, and the agent is in the audience.
Do we have any comment from the public?
I guess I will note we did receive a letter from a surrounding property owner. It was not included in your packet. However, we forwarded a copy of the correspondence to you, which was a letter discussing the naming of the easement to Dust Control Inc. and K&D Properties, which is that northwest property to the northwest of this.
I'm Sheila Slocum with PCA Engineering. Concerning the name, when they kind of turned us down on the Black Gold Road, my clients decided to rename both roads, and they would like to go with Davila Drive on the one that actually drives into the northwest corner, and then the other one is Zorn Drive, as they are names of fallen soldiers of this community, and they just like to honor them. So that's kind of where their thoughts are.
Okay.
Pat surely didn't come up with that, did he?
I think it was Daryl, actually.
And those sound okay to me. Staff will verify that they don't duplicate any other street names in the county or city or town of Wright, but those sound okay to me. I just, you know, staff wanted to ensure resolution at the preliminary plat time so we didn't have issues at final plat. And unfortunately, the neighboring landowner couldn't be here tonight. But they will be notified of the final plat, and the final plat will have the new road names on it. So hopefully everything can be agreed upon.
Question?
No. So just so I understand this right, the adjacent landowner doesn't have any legal right to name them?
No, not per our regulations. Easements to be named are by the who owns the land which the easement crosses.
Their timing just kind of poor. If they would have done this 10 years ago, they probably would have gotten what they wanted. But
or even 6 months ago.
I mean, yeah, it's just, yep. Okay. Timing is all it is.
But, you know, as I said, it's my hope that they can all work together and everybody could agree on these names and we can move forward with readdressing. And the parcel adjacent to the northwest corner needs readdressing anyway, and that was kind of what prompted the road naming, is they're having addressing issues. So
how much readdressing do they
need? They're currently using 2107 North Highway 1416, and they're on letter E, A, B, C, D, E. There's a gun range back there, the range business. We did give that a new number, 2103, when it was put in place, but the rest of the units and buildings out there are still using letters, and their mailboxes are across the highway in the mobile home park. So I know he'd be interested in partnering with or getting a bank of mailboxes along with these lots. So hopefully it can all work out, but it will help to readdress and then get the addresses of these lots as they develop.
Other comments? Can I get a motion to approve case number 19.01 COSP Black Gold Industrial Park preliminary plat?
I motion.
I second.
With no further comments and a motion and a second, Melissa, can you poll the commission?
Thank you, Chairman. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.01 COSP, the Black Gold Industrial Park preliminary plat. Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The next item on our agenda tonight is case 18.02 ZA Zoning Regulations Amendments. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Board. This tonight is our Zoning Regulations Chapter 7 of the County Rules. Staff's been working on review and update of these regulations, and they were last revised in May of 2011, and since then we've noted some sections within the regulations that could be modified for ease of use, clarity, and applicability to the county. A table outlining the proposed amendments was attached in your packet, and we will hold a series of public open houses so that any interested citizens can come and receive information and give us comment on the proposed amendments or our zoning regulations in general. And per state statute, the Planning Commission shall review and recommend the amendments for approval to the Board of Commissioners. And so with that, staff recommends the Planning Commission recommend approval of the proposed amendments to the Board of Commissioners.
Did you receive any comments on this case?
I have not received comments on these yet. And I will let you all know, and of course the public, when we get those public open houses scheduled, so everybody can be notified in advance to come and check it out.
Questions, comments? With no Can I get a motion to approve case number 18.02ZA, zoning regulations amendments?
A motion to approve case number 1802.
I second the motion.
With a motion and a second and no further comments, Melissa, can you poll the commission?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 18.02ZA, zoning regulations amendments. Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, everyone who attended tonight. If you have further questions about these cases or hearings in front of the county commissioners, please contact Megan. Megan, do we have any old business or new business?
No, just your next regularly scheduled meeting on May 16th.
Thank you, Megan. With no further items on the agenda, I adjourn the meeting.